So we'll go to number two on the agenda, 24402.
Just, is Bree and, they're not attorneys, are they supposed to be taking the oath also?
Well, their people aren't, his didn't show.
Okay.
No, they just, I'll talk about the oath.
Yes, well, they mean not her.
Oh, okay, gotcha, she has to testify on the other thing, she'll.
So 24402, is the appellant here? Please come forward. Good morning, would you identify yourself, sir?
Chief John Puglisi, Brookfield Police Department.
And spell your name?
Puglisi.
Thank you. A summary of your case, chief?
The seriousness of the applicant's multiple arrests and convictions over a period of several years, starting in 2014 through 2017, along with multiple failure to appear on the convictions and the applicant's statement of addiction and recovery led me to question the appellant's character and judgment and suitability for a firearm permit.
Thank you. Would you like to read the brief statement of your case, sir?
Yes, ma'am. Ryan Berry, thank you for taking the time.
At this point, very, very brief.
Okay.
You'll get more chance later.
Okay, then I'll hold off. I'm not really sure the process. I don't want to waste anyone's time, sorry.
Thank you. Chief?
So the appellant's history and own that he did also provide a copy with his application and statements in his application of the admission of multiple arrests and the convictions led me to question the character and look further into his arrest. And he was 2017, is arrested for larceny sixth. In 2016, March of 2016, larceny sixth, conviction. He spent time in 90 days in jail. 2015, several arrests in 2015 and 2016 for failure to appear on larceny sixth, of which he was convicted and spent time in jail. During one of those arrests, while he was being processed, he did damage to the cell to the tune of about $2,500, which it resulted in the evacuation of the Danbury Police Department, and he had to be moved out of the cell. His conduct over that period of time, and his own admission of alcohol and drug use, his conviction for alcohol use, has led me to where I'm at with the question is, character and judgment.
Would you like to cross-examine the chief?
We'll try. I don't know how well. Yes, please. I don't disagree with anything he said. Pardon my language. I was a real POS. I was, quite frankly. I was selfish, self-obsessed, and self-pitying.
At this point, you're just cross-examining.
If you have any questions specific for the chief.
The only question I had, as being as transparent, you had mentioned trying to provide as much information, being transparent as possible. What part of that was the red flag of trying to show you as much of my history and be open and honest as possible?
The red flags were a cumulative of all of the incidents occurring within that several years period of time, which you were consistently being arrested in and out of jail. And then when you were under arrest, you didn't seem very repentant by the fact that you destroyed a cell while you were in lockup.
I agree, it wasn't.
That's why I'm questioning your character.
I own all of that, and I don't disagree with anything you've said. I've just tried to share as much and be open as honest as possible. I'm happy to speak to any of them.
Questions from the board?
Chief, how many arrests with convictions during that period? Look like all for misdemeanors for failure to appear in March 6th?
How many total? One, two, three.
I have 11.
Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, and the other one's a juvenile arrest. Looks like there's 12, not including the juvenile stuff.
All between 2014 and 2017?
That's correct.
Nothing since then?
No.
In the, you've mentioned issue with the alcohol and the drugs. Is that a self-disclosed?
In his application, he attached it on the back of criminal history. He put attached a copy of most recent background check with all required information. I have been sober and recovery for almost 7 years now. All arrest charges are prior to that, and I hope my previous actions do not negatively impact the application, but I understand that all my actions have consequences. Thank you. And he has the DUI arrest and conviction in 2014, I believe it was.
2016?
Other questions?
Yeah.
2014?
And 16?
Dr. Thomas?
2014.
How many more years will you have?
What about the other one?
What's this?
Concept, yeah, that's what I saw.
I don't have a time period. He's also moved around quite a bit and in the addresses and had different jobs. I don't really have anything against the appellant. I just don't know him, and I'm basing my opinion on the amount of arrests and these actions while he was under arrest.
So even though 8 years have passed, you still feel that you can question his suitability with a clean record?
His own admission for alcohol abuse and drug abuse, he's got some drug issues in there as well. I mean, I didn't have an opportunity to interview him, but I'd like to know what he's been doing since then.
I'm sure he'll tell us later. Thank you.
Anything else from the Okay, your turn, sir.
I'm sorry, I don't really, do I just say my side?
So this is your opportunity to why you're suitable to having him back.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, fair. I, again, don't disagree with anything he said. Who I was, I hope that you see that I'm not that person today. I was a bit of a monster, as you see. I put everyone in my life through hell. The only thing that mattered to me was me, to be quite honest. And I have continued to work my butt off day after day to be a better version of myself today than I was yesterday. And everything you see in front of you, as crazy as it sounds, is my resume today to help people who don't see a way out. Because I didn't. Sorry. Someone threw me a lifeline when I didn't know there was a way out. So I work very hard to carry the message and try to help others. So I apologize for getting emotional about it. But I will answer to every single thing on there. I take full accountability for it. If it makes me not suitable, I understand and respect it, especially in today's climate. It is scary. So I will happily answer and address it. And for every question that you guys may have, every curiosity, I am an open book. I have talked about my story ad nauseum, at rehabs and treatment centers and so on and so forth, in conferences. And I've been fortunate enough to have a sponsor who is actually a board member, the youngest board member on the General Service Board of Alcoholics Anonymous, based out of New York City, which serves the entire world. So I've been blessed to have a great network of people surrounding me and having my back. So I am here to hopefully show you that is not who I am today. But I do understand that those actions, I take full accountability if that means that I'm not suitable for it, and that's a part of my consequence that I own it entirely. So thank you.
Chief, would you like to ask him any questions?
You mentioned that you've been sober and you have a sponsor. What have you been doing in 7 years since your last conviction?
Absolutely. So I started in the fitness industry, but on the recovery side, I started working the 12 steps and started taking on sponsees and then general service commitments. So I've held various positions throughout the entire state of Connecticut, from Al-Anon conventions, being the chairperson and the Alcoholics Anonymous representative to help those that have been impacted by an alcoholic or an addict in their families or friends. I have been the chairperson for the public information, so getting to hospitals and treatment centers and all those things, those pamphlets and those phone books that maybe you guys have seen. I was working with General Service to make sure that we had the inventory, and then was working to make sure that those pamphlets were staying filled in all of those places that someone who needed help might see it. And then on the career side of things, obviously I had a pretty big hole to dig myself out of. I lost a baseball. I didn't lose it. I gave away a baseball scholarship. I threw it away. So I got to the fitness industry because that was the closest thing I had to a passion. Exercise is not my solution, but it is a part of my solution. And I wanted to try to have a positive impact in my career. I felt it was important to do what I love, and the money would follow, hopefully. But I ended up leaving that career, and now I am fortunate enough someone gave me an opportunity at an entry-level role at a tech company based in Connecticut. And in just over 2 years, I have been fortunate enough to work my way up and build relationships and networks to where I am actually overseeing multiple teams now, and I'm on a path to oversee two departments within the next 2 years. So again, I've been very fortunate and very blessed, which is part of the reason why I went through the process, or started going through the process of having my record wiped since I met the specifications. But the biggest question they ask is, how has it impacted your life negatively? And I have been so blessed that it hasn't too much. I may have had to work a little bit harder and put my head down and grind and make small sacrifices, but God, for what I've done, that's a very small price to pay.
Had been sober during that entire period?
Yes, sir. March 25th, 2017 is my sobriety date.
I don't have any other questions.
Questions from the board? Yes,
ma'am. Okay, so tell me who this person was.
A monster.
Explain more.
Absolutely. Selfish, self-obsessed, driven by fear. Didn't know it, didn't know how to explain what was going on in my head. I didn't have the cognitive ability to communicate my thoughts. I didn't have the cognitive ability or self-awareness to see what was driving these emotions and these feelings. And to be quite honest, I didn't care, because the only thing that mattered to me was whatever it was I was trying to get that would quiet the noise in my head. And eventually that stopped working.
And what did at that time?
Nothing, unless I was passed out. By the end, nothing.
And what was your drug of choice?
Heroin.
Exactly.
And alcohol. Yeah, so I actually remember my parole officer, probation officer at the time, giving me two options. I still owed 2 years to the state. And she said, you can go back to prison, or you can go into rehab again. I chose prison. It wasn't because I'm tough or anything. I was just dumb. And I was so sick of fighting and lying, and I was sick of hurting people, and I thought, I tried rehab multiple times and it didn't work. It didn't work for me is what I thought. And the next day when I went to turn myself in, got arrested. That was my last arrest. Nice. And she called me the next day and she asked me what happened, and I told her. And she asked why I did it, and I said, because I just want to get out of people's life. I don't have what it takes to take my own, but I didn't want to keep hurting people. So she didn't give me an option. She picked me up like 30 minutes later, brought me to rehab, and that saved my fucking life. Sorry.
No, no, okay. I like it. I like hearing that's coming from your soul. I truly do.
It's real.
I understand.
But I did get to see her 2 years later, and thank her. That was cool. That's very cool. Sorry.
Okay.
So that's the person who really got you.
Yeah, she was the first piece that I'll say God used, or at least the first one that I recognized.
Other questions from the board?
Just what town do you live in?
I live in Brookfield, sir. Still live in Brookfield. Yes, sir.
Why did it work that time?
Yeah, no, great question, because I no longer gave, I shouldn't swear, I no longer cared what anybody thought, because there was no way you could think less of me than I thought of myself. So there was no lie, there was no ego. I had nothing left. I had nothing left. So I figured I'd give it an honest shot. And what do you know? It worked for myself and millions of people. I just had to actually put the work in.
And you're still active in the AA today?
Yes, ma'am.
Other questions from the board?
I'll just go ahead and ask the chief. I mean, you mentioned early on you didn't have a chance to interview him. You did now, and the board did. Do you have any, you still hold the same opinion?
I'd like to see a little bit more time. I know he's making a lot of progress. Like now that I've had the opportunity to hear his story, I had a hard time looking past the stuff that he was convicted of, not just charged with, and the damage that he did while he was being locked up, his decisions during that time period to choose jail over rehab, in his own words. You know, I'd like to see some time, a little bit more time go by, but I'm not adverse to, you know, the board's decision. And if I, you know, if I was to see the, you know, him in 6 months, or I wouldn't want to make it a year, but I would apply, I would approve it.
Yeah, and he's lived in Brookfield this entire time. Now we're talking 8 years since
He's had several. He's lived.
I've been in Brookfield since the application. It's 8 and a half
years. No, I meant since your sobriety. Oh. You've been in other places?
Yeah, yes, sir. Naugatuck, Watertown, and now Brookfield.
And nothing showed up in any of those towns?
No.
Thanks.
Anything else from the board? Would you like to make a final statement?
No, just thank you all for your time. I'm sorry for being emotional. And I'm so sorry. I didn't realize that you were going to have to drive all the way here for this. So I apologize.
Not the first time.
It's part of the job. your final statement, sir?
No, I don't. Yes, thank you. I don't have any reservations, except I would like to see a little bit more time.
Comments by the board?
This is a denial by the town of Brookfield. The denial is for suitability. The basis of denial was the chief's concerns regarding a 3 or 4 year period of time from 2014 through 2017 in which the appellant appears to have approximately 12 arrests with convictions. The appellant has had a clean record since 2017 by his own account. He struggled with sobriety, both narcotics and alcohol during that period. He has been sober since March of 2017.
Yes, sir.
He went to rehab, worked the 12 steps of AA, has been part of that community ever since, served in different roles in Al-Anon, is currently working for a tech company in Connecticut overseeing two teams.
Comments from the board?
Well, I've been the board for several years now. I've never seen an application where someone with an extensive criminal record has presented it fully and transparently in his or her application. As a representative of the Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services, I congratulate the appellant on his sobriety and the significant changes that led in terms of his life course.
Other comments before the vote?
I just say I appreciate your candor and honesty.
Thank you.
And your testimony. It is very much appreciated.
Thank you.
Time for a vote. Detective Johnson.
For the appellant.
Chief Rosenzweig.
All right. I'm just going to say that I too appreciate the honesty. Sometimes it's rare here. That's a very good thing. However, the history is significant and still there. You mentioned that you were working to get that off your record. I would like to see some of that off, which goes along with the chief's idea of more time.
I need the governor to finish his job.
Yeah, I understand. So, but I'm still going to side with the chief here and vote for issue authority.
Understood.
Bill Lewis.
Appellant.
Bill Lewis, attorney.
Share your concerns, chief. I honestly have some faith in the appellant, so I'm going to vote for the appellant.
Mr. Gray.
Appellant.
Dr. Conrad. Chair votes for the appellant.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mr. Gray.